For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. There was probably no greater example of political extremes than the convergence of campaigning that happened Tuesday night here in the Mid-South. At the University of Memphis, a cordial gubernatorial debate, and in South Haven, a Trump rally steeped in animosity and controversy. With us again is political analyst Otis Sanford. Welcome back.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Very well. Otis, reading some of the national editorials that have been written this week about the polarized state of American politics, it seems that many are wondering if decorum and goodwill can ever be restored to our democratic process. Does that question matter to you?
Oh, sure it does. I see right now we're at a place where we have never been before with our national and even our regional politics. We are so divisive. We are so angry at each other. And our politicians, whether they're feeding off of us or whether we're feeding off them, this is just a sad time, really, for the state of our politics right now.
Now, I'm a little young to know what went on back in the 60s and 70s, but you've been around and you've been a Southerner and you know what Southern politics is like. What's the difference between this and, you know, maybe the 1960s and 70s?
Well, that's a good question. You're right. I've been around a long time. You know, I was born in the 50s, so that ought to tell you something. Obviously, in the 50s and 60s, certainly you had discord primarily because of the Civil Rights Movement.
Right.
And so you did have a lot of disagreements and anger and even violence. But if you get beyond the Civil Rights Movement, you did have politicians, especially at the national level, who tried to work with each other. Look at Watergate, for an example. You had Democrats and Republicans, people like Howard Baker, for example. His famous line, "What did the president know and when did he know it?" That has stood the test of time. Howard Baker was a member of the same party that the president was. So you had a different era where compromise and working together was the order of the day. That is totally gone right now.
Well, I think if we're looking for some sort of bright spot, there's no question that the race for Tennessee governor is one of the most cordial affairs going on in current politics. I can't recall a single instance of an attack or a criticism in that entire debate on Tuesday night between Bill Lee and Carl Dean. So where is the drama there?
Well, and some people will say as a result of that is probably a little boring, but their responses were very cordial. You're absolutely right about that. And they showed that they have no intentions of strongly attacking each other, and they're going to run a positive campaign, it seems to me.
Now, Lee is way ahead in the polls, a Republican, a first-time politician. But his campaign, though, is so different from that of, say, Marsha Blackburn mm-hmm. in the Senate race, who spent her last debate really attacking her opponent, Phil Bredesen. Do you think that Bredesen risks looking weak if he continues to just play nice?
I think he does, especially when you look at the makeup of the electorate in Tennessee. In his debate last week, he was probably too low-key. He needs to show a little bit more fire. I think you're probably going to see a different Phil Bredesen, slightly different Phil Bredesen, in a debate next week. Because you're right, Marsha Blackburn is attack, 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 attack. He's not doing that much attacking. I think he's going to have to be more assertive in that area.
Finally, Otis, the media has heavily reported on President Trump's rally in South Haven. There was this moment he went off script.
36 years ago, this happened. I had one beer, right? I had one beer. Well, do you think it was? Nope, it was one beer. Oh, good. How did you get home? I don't remember. How'd you get there? I don't remember. Where is the place? I don't remember. How many years ago was it? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. What neighborhood was it in? I don't know. Where's the house? I don't know. Upstairs, downstairs, where was it? I don't know. But I had one beer. That's the only thing I remember.
Trump here mocking Christine Blasey Ford's testimony as an alleged sexual assault victim. The Republican crowd cheering, the Democrats of the world gasping. You know, we talk a lot here about the independent voters of Tennessee. What's happening with them?
I think they're watching this very carefully. And really, if you go back to Phil Bredesen, he is pinning his hopes for winning his election on independent voters. Mm-hmm. I've said that all along. He's told me that personally. What happened in South Haven to me was absolutely appalling. It is just a sad time in our politics when you have someone who's supposed to be the leader of the free world and certainly the leader of our country resorting to those kind of juvenile attacks just to feed the crowd and feed his ego. It was a shameful time, and I think independent voters are watching it.
Well, stay tuned for more debates, and we will watch carefully to see how they progress. Next Tuesday, the gubernatorial candidates meet in Kingsport, Tennessee. And next Wednesday, the second and last Senate debate is in Knoxville. Political analyst Otis Sanford joins us each week to talk about politics. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Chris.
This is WKNO News.